So we're continuing in today's Mishnah Yomi, and today we find ourselves in Maseches Demai, Perek Hey, Mishnayis Gimel through Dalet. Mishnah Gimel says as follows, Mishnah number 3, Halokeach min hanachtum. So this is talking about a situation where a person buys loaves of Demai bread from a baker. So Ma'asra min hachama ala tzonenes. You could go ahead and tithe. You could take Maiser from hot loaves on cool loaves. I'll explain what this means in just a moment. So ma'aser min hachama ala tzonenes, u min hatzonenes ala chama, and from the cooler loaves on the hot loaves. Afilu mitipusin harbe, and this is true even if the breads are many different shapes. Divi Rabbi Meir. So these are the words of Rabbi Meir. So just to give a little bit of background over here, the halacha is as follows, which is that technically speaking, when separating out trumas and maaseros, one has to separate trumas and maaseros. We'll call it from the same cohort, from the same group, from the same pile of grain, or from the same batch, right? As the same batch. So interestingly enough, and again, the additional problem to this is that halacha lemaisa, because we're dealing with demai, you're also only allowed to tithe what we'll call tithable produce from other produce that is subject to tithing as well. But you can't, for example, tithe obligated produce from exempt produce. The situation that the Mishnah is dealing with over here is halacha lemaisa, if a person is purchasing bread from a baker. And so the shaila is, can you assume that all of the loaves are from the same batch or not? In other words, that halacha lemaisa, and specifically what this means is, are all of the loaves from tevel grain? Are all of the loaves ultimately demai grain? So halacha lemaisa, or for that matter again, are all of the loaves chulin? In other words, have they been tithed? So Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that we could assume anything you bought from the baker is all considered to be one batch, and that's true even if some of the loaves are warm and fresh, and some of them are from the day before. This is even true even if the loaves have different shapes. You could assume it's all one batch, and therefore again you could tithe from one onto the other. Rabbi Huda disagrees. He says that halacha lemaisa, you can tithe the fresh loaves on the older loaves, or the older loaves on the fresh loaves, because you have to assume that it's two different batches. Shani Omer, Chitim Shal Emesh, Hayu Mishal Acher, B'Shal Hayom, Hayu Mishal Acher. Because at the end of the day, you have to be concerned, says Rabbi Huda, that yesterday's bread, came from one batch of grain, and today's bread came from a separate batch of grain. Rabbi Shimon also b'chumas meiser umati bechala. Rabbi Shimon on the other hand says it's true, you can't tithe yesterday's loaves on today's loaves or vice versa when it comes to chumas meiser, but halacha lemaisa, ultimately chala will be permitted. Now what's the, you can separate chala, when it comes to separating chala, you could even do yesterday's loaves on today's loaves or vice versa. Says the Bar Tanura, why is that? Bar Tanura writes, the bechala kuli alma modu afilu shel emesh b'shal hayom v'afilu mishnei defusim. Now here's what's different about challah. Because by challah, even if it turns out that the baker did buy it from two different sources, it doesn't matter. Because the obligation for challah is not established at the time of the purchase or even the finishing of the grain. The obligation for challah becomes established when the flour is made into a dough. That's when the obligation for challah is generated, and therefore halacha lemaisa, that obligation is generated when the dough is already in the hands of the baker. So effectively, for challah purposes, all bread in the baker's possession is considered to be one batch. Incredible. Mishnah Dalet. Halokeach min apalter. Somebody buys from a palter. Now palter, remember, Nachtum was the case of a baker, right? Nachtum was the case of a baker. In this case over here, Palter is, the Bar Tanur explains it as a store that sells bread, right? Now the idea is a Palter purchases bread from many Nachtums, right? From many bakers. So here he's selling in his store bread from many different bakeries. Ma'asim mikol tfus utfus. So again, this, you have to go ahead and essentially tithe each group. Now they're calling tfus, means a certain shape or a mold. Each different type of bread is considered to come from one particular source, and therefore each type is looked at as its own tithing cohort. Div Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda, Omer Rabbi Huda says, Me'achas alakol. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Huda holds that halacha lemaisa, not true. that halacha lemaisa, you could say again that normally bread shops really only purchase from one baker, and even though there's different types of breads, we assume those different types of breads still came from one source. Therefore, you could treat it essentially as one tithing cohort. Modi Rabbi Yehuda belokech min haminpo shehu ma'asra mikol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Yehuda halacha lemaisa, he agrees with Rabbi Meir, and he says in the following case that when someone purchases bread from the manpo. Now, here's what's interesting. If the palter purchases from multiple nachtumim, from multiple bakers, so the manpul purchases from multiple palters. So manpul is someone who purchases bread from multiple bread stores. In that case, Rabbi Huda says, Shuma asr mikol echad ve'echad. In that case, because he's buying from different stores who themselves bought from different baker, you have to treat each type of bread like its own tithing cohort and only take the necessary tithes from that particular group for that group. I will stop over here for today. Yashar koach to everyone.